This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I guess this is an invitation that if we have wronged anyone, to ask them for forgiveness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the one who is so merciful and so forgiving, promises to forgive us. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Let them forgive, let them pardon. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. لَهُ. Do they not wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive them? Today is an opportunity to say sorry, whether it's to your mom, or your father, or your sisters, or your friends, or your neighbor. It's an opportunity to cleanse your heart from all the evils and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most forgiving. Inshallah, we will move now to our final beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you for a moment in this Abdullah family that we've been talking about, and after hearing our beloved Mashayikh using all those examples of real life people and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relevant to them, think about a mother, whether it's your mom or yourself, or it's your sister. Imagine going into her lounge room, realizing that her husband just lost his job and he's stressing so much and he's on the verge of divorcing her. Imagine how stressed this woman would be. Not only that, she had found out that her daughter had also had an injury to her brain and needs surgery. She starts stressing. She starts thinking, what hope is there for me? What could potentially and possibly fill that void in my heart from the loss of my husband and the potential loss of my daughter? She turns to any means possible just to let go. She starts smoking. She starts taking antidepressant pills. She's stressed. She's about to lose her husband. She's about to lose her daughter. She's not doing too well physically herself. You think about her situation and what could potentially fill that void. And then, of course, you think about that brother or sister that is a new Muslim, who when announcing their Islam to their parents is kicked out of their home and left with no house, living in a garage, living in their friend's home. Who will mend their relationship with their parents? Who will fill that void in their heart? And how about the sister who's driving, only to realize that because she's wearing a scarf, she's being told off and spat at and told, go back to your own country. Who will fill that gap, that sorrow, that hole in her heart? Who will help her get back onto that hopeful path that will lead her not into depression, but into the hope towards Jannah? How about our brothers and sisters in Syria who have lost their parents or their children or their sisters or brothers? Who will mend those relationships that they've had to cut off? Who will fill that void in their heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us that if we remember Him and His attributes, we will never be stressed. We will never be depressed. There's no space for depression in our hearts if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Al-Jabbar, the mender, the compeller subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'd like to call upon Sheikh Bilal Asad to finalize our presentations for today by describing who exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when we mention Al-Jabbar. Jazakum Allah khair.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who will mend their sorrows and who will mend their broken hearts? He is Al-Jabbar. He is Al-Jabbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ 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 الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ My brothers and sisters, Allah says, He is Allah. He is the King. He controls everything. He is the Holy. He is the one in who everyone can put their trust in. He is the one who is all-seer, overseer of all things. He is the Honorable. He is Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the mender, the healer, the one who puts things back together, the one who after something is broken in your heart, in your body, in your mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who solidifies it, who brings it back together, who mends it again. He is the one who brings things back to righteousness after they are corrupt. He is the one who fixes. And to Him, everything ends. How does it end? By fixing. Everything falls into place until everyone receives what is rightfully theirs. Al-Mutakabbir, the superior, supreme. Glory be to Him, how perfect He is. Far away from what people associate partners with Him. Who do you turn to? Other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jabbar. Brothers and sisters in Islam, establish a relationship with every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this night in a way you have never established before. Whatever situation you're in, whatever feeling that you fall into, there is always a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can fall back on. Allah has not left us like that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Adam alayhi salam onto this earth, He wasn't angry at him. When Adam and Eve ate from the tree, Allah wasn't angry at them. We don't see the verses talking in anger. The context of the verses is more that Allah only wants best for you. You have wronged yourself. Like, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى To Allah belongs the best examples. Like a father and mother, how they feel towards their children. When they see their children going the wrong way, they just don't understand. And their heart bleeds for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants the best for us. So He put us on earth, He said, I will watch over you and I will be with you and I will continue to send my guidance to you all the way. I'm not going to leave you alone. You're going to mend your broken heart. You're going to mend what you have broken for yourself. I'm going to help you in doing that. You're going to do it. When you mend your own breakage with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being your guide, you become stronger, happier, you become more important, don't you? Brothers and sisters in Islam, the name Al-Jabbar appeared only once in the Qur'an, in Surah Al-Hashr. A lot of people don't understand this name very well. In fact, a lot of us hardly use it in our dua. In Arabic, when you say Al-Jabbar, the first thing that comes to our mind is a negative sense, or one of a strong, overpowering sense, the compeller. This is not the only meaning. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi gave it three meanings in the Arabic term. Al-Jabbar means the one who overpowers the oppressors. The one who is stronger than the oppressors. The one who gives the oppressors what they deserve in defense of the oppressed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who comes to save those who are less fortunate, those who are oppressed and broken by their oppressive leaders or whoever is on top of them in oppression. The second meaning, Allah is Al-Jabbar, meaning the highest. No one can reach Him, yet He is closer to you than your own jugular vein. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Which means, and if my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am really near. I am with them all the way. I'm near. I'm close. They don't have to reach very far. I'm near. You know, like a mother when she, her daughter or son wakes up in the middle of the night afraid of a nightmare. Mother or father come running to the bed. Habibi, what's wrong? I saw a nightmare. There's this, you know, behind the door. I saw things under the bed. I'm afraid. I'm scared. And they hug them. And the mother says to them, I'm near. I'm right here. Don't worry. I'm here. Doesn't matter where you go, just remember me, I'm here, I'm near. Like if this is whom Allah created, the mercy inside of a mother and a father, what about the most merciful? Al-Jabbar. And the third meaning to Al-Jabbar, which I want to focus on today, is the mender. The merciful mender. The one after you have been broken in whichever way, there is Allah who will bring back your pieces together. He will collect you and He will bring back the person that you were once before. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Al-Jabbar, all the names of Allah are all good. They are all the best. And we should turn to them in positiveness every time. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And to Allah belong the most beautiful names. So when you call to Him with them. Why? Because when you remember Allah's names, they provide comfort to your heart, whichever state you are in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm sure every one of us here who is sitting, including myself, we have gone through hardships in our life. And in fact, we're probably right now in the most difficult of hardships. No one else knows our hardships. I can hear you, but Allah hears you more. Yes, Allah is hearing your cry. You are trying to express your pain from the inside, but you don't know what words describe it. So you call upon father, your mother, your husband, your wife, your children. You call upon someone to help you. But no one is hearing really, really what you are feeling. No one is empathetic enough to really know what you're going through. And so you cry and suffer in silence. But those who believe in Allah, in the name Al-Jabbar, who understand it, subhanAllah, in the night when you're alone, it's as though you have the whole world in the palms of your hands, because you know Al-Jabbar, the mender, the fixer. And you wait, because you know whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing right now, even if you are in pain, Allah is going through the process of healing you and mending things together. And when something is broken, you can't mend it straight away. It needs time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mends something, He called Himself Al-Jabbar, Al-That, which means He is the best mender. He is the ultimate mender. When He involves Himself in mending things after they have been broken, the end result is the best. And in fact, there will be no more sadness after that. Do you suffer in sickness? Has someone hurt you? Has someone oppressed you? Has someone bullied you at school? Has someone bullied you at work? You know what's worse of all bullying? When you're bullied by your own family. You know why? We all go through it. Because this love which you have invested in this person, when they bully you and they harm you, suddenly all this love which was invested transforms into the worst of bitterness and hatred. There's no need to do that if you know Al-Jabbar. Because all of this, Allah is mending. All you have to turn to is Allah. Say, Ya Jabbar, Ujbur Kasri. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to say, Ya Jabbar, Ujbur Kasri. O the mender, mend my broken heart. Mend my broken issues. In the year 10 of prophethood, in the after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation 10 years later, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's trusted uncle Abu Talib, who protected him by standing up against the leaders of Quraysh. Because of him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him The leaders of Quraysh would not attack the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Abu Talib was one of the leaders of Quraysh respected. In the 10th year of the prophethood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the life of this protector of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dear uncle. Only 2 months later, Allah took the life of his dear beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha. Let me take 30 seconds to just say one thing about Khadija radiallahu anha, a few things. Khadija radiallahu anha was also the protector of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his heart. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt that something had gone wrong with him when he received the revelation, she was the one that encompassed him and clothed him with a blanket, saying to him, Allah will never, ever let you down. You are the one who does this and that. You are the one who looks after the orphan, and you are the one who tends to the poor and the weak. You are the one who yuslih bayna nas. You mend the affairs and relationships between people. Allah la yakhfuruk. He will not let you down. She is the one who, when Aisha radiallahu anha, years later, the Prophet ﷺ married her, she saw him sitting with an old woman, and the Prophet ﷺ was exchanging nice talk. She was saying things to him, he was saying things to her, and they were laughing or smiling. So Aisha radiallahu anha became jealous. When he finished, she asked him, who is that old woman? Emphasizing that she's old and that she is young. So the Prophet ﷺ said, oh, she was one of Sawihibat of Khadija. She was one of the past friends of Khadija radiallahu anha. If it wasn't enough that she saw him talking to and enjoying that company, he had to mention that she was one of the friends of Khadija radiallahu anha, who had died a long time ago. Because of his love for Khadija radiallahu anha and his remembrance of her, he still kept the tie with these old women who used to be her friends. Then Aisha radiallahu anha said to him, أَلَمْ يُبْدِلَكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. Did Allah not give you someone better than Khadija? The Prophet ﷺ then said, لا والله لم يبدلني الله خيرا منها. Allah did not give me someone better than her. She is the one who mended my heart when everyone else broke it. She is the one who protected me when everyone else left me, when everyone else attacked me. She is the one that was there for me when everyone else left me. And she is the one who believed me when everyone said that I was a liar, and Allah gave me children from her. Aisha radiallahu anha then realized, and she said, please ask Allah to forgive me. Allah took her away from him. If that was not enough, in that same year, he went to a people in Al-Ta'if trying to seek help from them, hoping that they will attend or accept Islam. He had heard good things about them. So he went to Al-Ta'if to call them to Islam. And there were three sons of a leader there. He approached them first, hoping that they will have a strong say. What did they do to him? They abused him. They called him terrible names. One of them said to him, out of all men of all of Makkah, couldn't Allah choose to send down the Quran on someone more important than you? The second one said, if you're a prophet, then you know I'm not going to listen to you, because if I say something that hurts you, I'll be, you know, terrible, in a terrible state. And if you are not the prophet of God, then I'm not believing you anyway. I haven't lost anything. So Prophet ﷺ, realizing this, he said, please, if you have nothing good to say, just at least don't make things worse for me. They said, yeah, sure, sarcastically. He went back to try and call the people of Ta'if. No one accepted him. And these three men went and gathered the women and the children and the men, and they said, gather around him, get some rocks and stones and throw it at him. Get him out of here. So the women, the children first in front, spitting at the Prophet ﷺ, throwing stones at his body and his feet, children who used to love the Prophet ﷺ whenever he entered Medina. He'd make them climb on his camel. He would smile to them, give out gifts to them. All the children loved the Rasul. They wished that he was their dad. And these children throwing stones at him. And behind them, the women throwing stones at him, abusing him. And behind them, the men laughing and leaning towards each other's shoulders, lying on palm trees laughing at the Prophet. You know how hurt the Rasul was, unexplainable. No one could understand his hurt. His body bled and his feet were bleeding. His sandals were filled red blood. And they were guiding him towards a direction. He couldn't even go anywhere. They were all around him until he reached the grapevine garden. He entered it and sat underneath the grape tree. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried. He cried. He cried tears. And his heart was broken. Abu Talib's dead. Khadija, his beloved wife, is gone. And now this. But Rasul ﷺ lifted his arms up with all his heart. And he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a long dua, O Allah, I turn my heart towards you. Who are you leaving me to? A friend who will attack me. Leaving me to people who will abuse me. I'm afraid. If you are angry with me, this is my problem. But if you are pleased with me and not angry with me, then all of this doesn't matter to me. Just so long as you're not angry with me, my Lord. You know, you started thinking these things. Is my Lord displeased with me? Have you left me, my Lord? I turned to you, crying to him. He wasn't crying about the pain. He wasn't crying about the loss of Abu Talib and his dear wife Khadija radiallahu anha. He wasn't crying about these things. He was crying thinking maybe Allah has left him. Suddenly, the owner of the grapevine, he sent Addas, a Christian man, to give him some grapes. That was the first sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah had not left him. He said, Bismillah. And you know the story, Addas fell upon his feet when he found that he was a prophet of God. And they dragged him away thinking the Prophet ﷺ will turn him around. Rasul ﷺ, Allah had sent to him, he started the healing process, the mending process, Al-Jabbar. Rasul ﷺ exited and went. He said, I put my head to the ground. You know when you're so distressed. It happened to me once when I failed an exam at uni. I walked all the way home from the examination room. It was about 5 kilometers. It felt like it was only 200 meters. I was at home suddenly. Rasul ﷺ was so distressed. He said, he walked kilometers and kilometers. He said, I found myself at this certain place close to Makkah. I couldn't believe I had crossed this distance because he was so distressed. And then the angel, Jibril alayhi salam, came down, giving him another good tiding. He said, I have with me the angel of the mountains. If you want, say one word and Allah will, he will crush them between the mountains for hurting you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that Allah was there for him. He was mending him. He said, no. Maybe from their progeny there will be people who will worship Allah alone and believe in this message. And he used to say, Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide my people, they just do not know. Because he had his heart cling to Al-Jabbar, the mender. After hardship will come ease. In fact, there is a verse in the Quran which a lot of us don't really understand what it means. You know Surah Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Then he says, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With every hardship is ease. With every hardship there is ease. Hardship, al-usr is singular. Yusra is plural, many, abundant. Usr means hardship, yusr means ease. Which means, whenever you are in pain, whenever you are in hurt, whenever you have lost something, remember that with that hardship, don't forget, there are lots of eases. There is lots of pleasure which Allah is giving you. Meaning, if you lost your arm, you have another arm. You have legs to walk on. You can still see. You can still hear. So when you remember the favors Allah has given you, it is a form of healing your heart, your hurt. Look at what you still have. Not what you have lost. And Allah heals you through that process. For Rasul ﷺ, after that, a people from Medina, Yathrib, they came to him saying to him, we pledge allegiance to you. He had his heart with a ta'if, but it was people from Medina. After that, he migrated and what happened? What happened? The whole world. Islam reached the world. Allah al-Jabbar, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you have been oppressed or bullied, if you have hurt, if you have lost something, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that He will mend you after you have been broken. Don't give up. Wallahi, even the disbeliever, if they are oppressed, Allah will mend them, their broken hearts, if they turn to Him. Did you not hear in the Quran what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَمِ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّالٍ كَفُورٍ. And when you see them in the sea, upon an ark, and they find the waves as high as mountains, they are certain that they will die. What do? They call upon Allah sincerely. Oh, our Lord, if you were to save us from this, we will be better. And then when Allah saves them onto the shore, when they are in security, you find that some of them, what do? They start to break their promise. And no one disbelieves in Allah's favors except the ones who are betrayers. They promise and they betray Allah. Kafur, they hide and forget Allah's ni'mah and pleasure upon them. My brothers and sisters in Islam, on the day of judgment, if your rights haven't been met in this world, then don't worry. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mends everything. Do you know who will be the ones who will call upon Allah to mend their broken hearts the most? They are the parents. The parents. Have we forgotten how much they sacrifice for us? And when you're a parent, how much you sacrifice for your children? They don't understand. They don't understand. On the day of judgment, the parents will call out and say, "Oh my Lord, mend my heart, I am broken." Beware if you are not dutiful to them. Beware, for their dua is accepted. Beware of the oppressed, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not return. It is a hadith in Tirmidhi. The Prophet ﷺ said to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, when he sent him to the people of Yemen, the kuffar of Yemen, he said, "And beware of the dua of the oppressed one, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تُرَدْ. It will never be rejected. Or, فَإِنَّ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Between it and Allah there is no cover, even from a disbeliever. So beware. The parents, mend their hearts, my brothers and sisters. Cry and seek forgiveness from them. Brothers and sisters, your relatives, seek forgiveness from them and mend. Don't sit there and say to yourself, "What are my rights? Why should I go to them? They didn't come to me." Look at the husband and wife. Stop thinking about your own rights. Think about what your duty is. And whatever is lost, Allah will mend it. Don't worry. If you seek expectations from people from your good, wallahi, you will be more broken. You will be miserable. If you do good towards others and they don't do good in return to you, and you expect it from them, you will be miserable. Because you're never going to get it. The husband and wife, focus on your duty rather than your rights. And leave it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be a happier person. If someone doesn't visit you among your family, you go and connect the ties. Because Allah is going to mend you, but they have broken themselves. If you have done wrong towards anyone on the face of the earth, brothers and sisters, now, before you die, mend it. Because Allah wants us to know His name, Al-Jabbar, the mender, the compeller, meaning the one who compels the oppressors, one who compels the wrongdoers, one who mends the oppressed ones. He wants you to take this name and to live it in your life. We are not perfect, but Allah is perfect. And Allah introduces these names to us. When you practice these names in your life, suddenly you find a connection with Allah. And wallahi, only a person's heart is connected to Him at the time of their sickness, at the time of their poverty, at the time of their pain, they understand what it means to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be happy? Ask Allah to mend your heart. And everything else, inshaAllah, will fall in place. My brothers and sisters in Islam, call upon Allah with this name, Al-Jabbar. And say, "Ya Jabbar, ujbur kasrim." Oh, the compeller, the mender, mend my broken issues. Mend my broken heart. And mend the broken hearts of all the believers and the oppressed ones in the world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mend our hearts and to break and to mend our broken affairs. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum.